Father, we love you, and we come before you this morning, first of all, thankful for your care, your provision, your magnificent sovereign power that protects us in this broken and dangerous world. Father, we give you praise this week, as many of us saw on the prayer wall in our app. Karen's daughter, Christy, her and her family experienced a fire that devastated there where they live. But thankfully, no one was hurt in an awful way. Father, we are so grateful. You are so, so good. And Father, as we pray for them and our concern for them, may our prayers and our concern also turn to willingness to help, willingness to pitch in where needed, not just to feel sad for them, but to turn our sorrow into action. Lord, of course, a lot of things will be taken care of by the insurance company, but a lot of times, a lot of things go uncared for. And so, Lord, we pray that as those things come up, that not only would they reach out to us, but we would be able to respond the way Christians ought to respond, in love, in grace, and in help. And Father, as we open your inspired and inerrant and timeless word this morning, we know that you've filled us with your Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Christ enables us to understand and to practice the truth before us. Thank you that whether we are young or old, whether we're educated or uneducated, your Spirit miraculously transcends every learning barrier in this room, draws us into relationship with you and with each other. As we saturate ourselves in the depths and the riches of this final chapter, may we collect in our hearts the precious treasures that float beneath the surface. May we love Jesus more because of them. And may we apply these truths in our dealings with others. We pray these things in your name. Amen.